Cole Cook back for more of the PM Sports page. We're now set to talk with Lane Scorpel, our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Lane is a 113-pound grappler for the Columbus Community Wrestling Team. Well, Lane, great to have you on. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thanks for having me.
Lane, you've placed third this past weekend in Class 2A. That was at 113 pounds. Your second bout at state, you were there last year as a sophomore. Lane, I just want to hear what your thoughts were coming in to state, given that it was your second event. Where were you mentally heading into the biggest 3 days of the year?
I was just ready to go in and take it one match at a time and hopefully come out with the state title.
Mm-hmm. You know, you did go 5-1, and you actually beat everyone you faced because your one loss, able to avenge that later. So let's start there. It was a kid from Osage. He pinned you the first time. That was in the quarters. You won a few matches and then won against him in the third place match. So what adjustments were made in that second match against him?
In the quarters, we got rolling around. He just caught me and landed me in the right spot, and I was on my back and he pinned me. So going into third place, I was pretty excited to have another shot at him.
All wins altogether, 16-5. You had three falls, and then in that final one was a 10-6 decision. So just in general, how were you able to come out with so many wins? What put you in great positions to come out with those victories?
After the quarters, I just knew I just got to wrestle my match and take a one match at a time. And one after another, I started working my way up to third place and ended up coming out with third.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you wanted to be standing on top of the podium, but how cool was it to cap off your sophomore year with a win and to be able to avenge that loss?
It feels pretty good, you know. I definitely have stuff to work on and know what to work on now that I finished out the state title, mm-hmm. the state podium.
What are some of those things heading into the off season of your senior year where hopefully come next February you are standing on the top of the podium?
I just got to keep moving, and whatever adjustments I have to make during the season, I will try and make.
Mm-hmm. What was state like this year? Was it different from years past, given the limited capacity? What was kind of the atmosphere like?
It was definitely different, you know, not looking up and up in the stands and seeing everybody just passed down at the lower level. Mm-hmm. But the atmosphere was pretty much the same, the crowd, the noises, and it was just a great feeling.
Given that you've already been there before, do you think the experience of going there last year helped you this go around?
I definitely knew kind of what to expect, but it's always, you always get nerves. You're always, adrenaline's always running. So, I mean, it's pretty much every time you go up there, it almost feels like your first time.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was another fine year for the Wildcats. Rich tradition, you hail from Winfield, you're teammate Chance Malone at state as well. Just overall from a team aspect, how do you think this squad improved from November to now?
I feel like we got a lot closer, you know. We had a lot more kids trying to buy in and always pushing each other to get better in the room.
Mm-hmm. Now that you are gearing up for your senior year, what type of leadership role do you think you are going to take on for the team come next season?
It's not going to change from my sophomore year or my junior year. I'm just always going to be that person that tries to work the hardest, and hopefully everyone follows.
Mm-hmm. What's the off season look like for you?
I'm just gonna wrestle here and there, just keep my keep in touch with my skills and hopefully work on them more.
Mm-hmm. What's the go-to Lane Scorpel move?
I'd say a sweep single or a double leg.
Plans gonna stay at 113? You think you'll bump up a class come next year? Is that kind of a wait and see type deal?
Kind of a wait and see. I'm going to start lifting and doing some other sports. So whatever I end up at, I'm just going to wrestle that weight next year.
Good stuff. Do you have a superstition before every match?
I try. This year, I always tried to wear Cookie Monster socks.
Well, Lane, now that the season is over, you know, you can eat whatever you want. Is there one splurge meal that came to mind as soon as the season's over I just got to have?
Purple Gatorade.
All right. Last question here, Lane. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Just put in my headphones and music, go out in the hallway, run a few sprints, and do some stance motion on my feet, and then hopefully I get ready.
Well, Lane, congrats on another fantastic season, and best of luck come next year.
Thank you.
That's Winfield Mountain Union's Lane Scorpel. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Lane placed third at 113 pounds in Class 2A over the weekend at the state tournament. We'll take one final break on today's PM Sports Page. We'll close things out next on AIM FM KCII.